The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to September 2001.
The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, radio show where you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Kathy Bush, and today we have the Big Three versus Dallas. Yes, better than Yalta, indeed they are. So let me introduce the Big Three to you. Okay, to my left, from the Department of Philosophy, it's Chair, it's Barca Lounger, it's Ensemble a Suite, it's Dr. Zarabeth Oljar.
Can I be Churchill?
Absolutely.
I'm Churchill.
There you go. All righty, righty. And sitting next to Beth from the Department of Mathematics and Computer Sciences, as well as directing the university's pre-college engineering programs, it's Dan, the Dapset Man, Maggio.
Hello, Kathy.
And who will you be? Do you want to be Roosevelt or Stalin?
I'll be the houseboy.
That means you're Harry Hopkins.
I have no responsibility, and I'm close to the food.
Exactly. And once again, we have delicious treats from Knudsen's Danish Bakery. Yum, yum, yum.
Worship you, Dan.
That is, it's a good role for you. And across the table from the houseboy, from the Department of Biology.
Footstool of the biology department, no.
Not at all. The treasure, the jewel in the crown of the biology department.
Yeah.
And again, keeper of all of those critters that should be in Ripley's Believe It or Not, is Professor Greg Grabowski.
Yes. Hairless things, multi-legged things.
Do we have any new creatures this term?
Actually, yes.
What do we got?
I have a conger eel, which is a salamander, which is about 2 feet long.
Gosh.
And it looks like an eel, but its legs are vestigial. So it still has legs, but they're so tiny. And it's probably about two and a half inches.
Tiny?
Really tiny, maybe an inch.
Oh, my
God.
So
the thing is like maybe 2.5 inches in diameter.
Uh-huh.
And it's probably about 2.5 feet long.
Okay.
And it's black, and it's got these little tiny like legs. So...
Do you name them? Does this creature?
No,
so
it
looks
name
like an
them.
Eel with feet, basically.
Yeah, it looks like a long eel with tiny little legs.
How funky!
Oh my God,
it's really cool.
Is
if you're
like
in biology, come and look.
Or what? I mean,
huh?
Is it a mutant? Or?
No, it's just one of those things that evolution just hasn't gotten done with yet. So.
And there are so many of those.
Yeah, and that's going to be a big series on PBS this fall, that they're going to be doing a series on evolution about Darwin and the origin of species.
Yeah. Well, I did.
Can we make our students watch it so they don't?
Yes, that is correct.
Can we make the students watch it so they don't keep telling me that evolution is teleological, which is driving me insane?
People were asking me that, and I'm like,
where did that come from, anyway? I mean, that's such a ridiculous notion.
I can give you names, no.
That's right. Our liberal arts faculty retreat, we had the pleasure of Dr. Grabowski's company
with
Clint Hurst from the English department, Carol Weisfeld, and Liz Hill, both
Dr.
from
Pickering
psychology.
Gave me a book. He's like, here's a book that you might be interested in, Finding God, Darwin's God. So,
oh, neat. What
really
a cool title.
And actually, I'm reading it now, and it's kind of neat because we're having a biology department. Well, it's not biology department. It's kind of like pre-med, pre-dent retreat for our students out in Oxford.
Ooh.
So we're going to have like an MD talk about your vocation as an MD, not your career.
Are you doing that at the retreat center out in Oxford? That's a great spot. Beautiful grounds. You'll love it.
Because we're trying
good
like
food, too.
People, you know, when students hear vocation, it's like, oh, you know, they're going to make me a priest or a nun. But,
no.
You know, it's like, no, you know, when you get a career, it can become your vocation. So you want your career to be a lifestyle. So and use what you're doing. So
Clint
that's what we're going to do.
Clint is teaching a course that's going to be an honors seminar, actually,
oh, wow.
for people in our honors program, topics in literature, Darwin. And I know he's really thrilled about it. As he said,
that's cool.
He could read for the next 50 years and still not know enough.
People just, he's getting credit. Darwin got credit for bad things that he just didn't even...
Hit right S scopes.
Yes.
Go to Tennessee in the 20s and figure that one out, ducky, you know? Well, see, now you can send us questions about Darwin, evolution, all types of things. Star Trek, warming Dan's heart once again. You know, teleological things that makes Beth, absolutely flare.
Well, you mean, don't giraffes have a long neck because they had to be able to,
oh, my God, no, you're
they
kidding.
They think there's some specific purpose or goal that evolution is pointing towards.
Just think of a stud muffin I'd be if that worked.
Well, and we'll take questions on stud muffins. Now, how do you get questions to us? You may fax the professor at area code 313-993-1166, or you may send them by email to me. That's bushkt@udmercy.edu, or send them care of the College of Liberal Arts. You can mark those for my attention. And that's U of D Mercy, Detroit, Michigan, 48219. However you send them, if you stump us, you get something. You don't stump us, you get something. So what's the risk, honey?
Such go for it. Go for
honest
it.
To God, we really are. And as I say, think of all the things that you could ask us about. We
and
were
learned.
Finishing up a set of questions from Larry McKinnon that came via email about Star Trek. You guys were 9 for 10. Very,
Star Trek
very,
rules.
Very nice.
That was the most socially advanced show of its time period.
Yeah, it really was.
How do you mean socially advanced?
Well,
because they always dealt with contemporary social issues,
okay.
And I mean, you never saw.
Well, it was the first interracial
scene
between Lieutenant Uhura and Captain Kirk.
Right.
I mean, it was, and they were getting letters like crazy.
Oh no.
Good ones though. It was.
Oh,
like,
good. Okay.
I was watching
necograms.
Yeah. But you also had a black woman in obviously a position of
that
responsibility
was the first time
and
too.
Power in the 60s on television, which was a big deal. And they kept dealing with all these sort of interesting social issues via this sort of science fiction.
Yeah, like the Klingons represented like the Russians and that kind of thing.
Huh. Wow. Maybe that'll be a possible seminar someday. Social implications of Star Trek.
That would be cool. That would be a cool
there
class.
You go. Philosophical implications. That'd be awesome.
There you go. There you go.
Well, that's a doer.
Well, the next set of questions from Larry McKinnon deal with Star Wars.
Uh-oh.
And these are, again, 10 questions, 7 being the passing grade.
Wait, I'm a
Jedi.
Did
you hear the
new
name?
Aren't I supposed to know all of these?
The new name, the one that's coming out in the summertime?
No.
It's called Episode 2, Star Wars, Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones?
Because he wanted it to be like a 1950s science fiction style kind of spin to it. So he went, you know, some kind of retro look to it.
That like, would do it.
Like a weird Ed Wood movie.
Yeah.
Dan
like,
looks incredulous here.
Well, what he did with
Jar Jar Binks. Well, you know, I was slightly disappointed with the last one. I mean, I like the history of the Jedi Knights, but there are some
and
obvious
this was a prequel,
poor
right?
Well, for scenes in there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, for George Lucas, okay? I mean, if you're listening, George.
He should not be producing
these. Hey, we broadcast in California. Yeah. Come on.
You're out there at ILM.
How do you explain C-3PO and R2-D2, first of all? I mean, Luke hooked up with them, but apparently Darth Vader made, what, C-3PO. And and R2-D2 in the first episode drove young Anakin Skywalker's spaceship. So when Luke came along, why didn't they spill their guts and say, hey, I know who your father is. Your father made me.
Their memory could have been erased.
Oh.
They better deal with that. They've got 2 more chances.
Okay, George, do you hear that?
Kids will think to ask that. That's why in Aladdin.
Well, you can tell how I think.
A genie has to say, no more wit, you can't wish for more wishes.
Wishes.
Because
that's
it
right.
will occur to kids. Well, why not wish for as many
wishes
as you want?
Right. I want a million wishes.
Better, but, you know, I was thinking, like, they better wipe their memory somehow. Watch, he's going to do it and say, hey, I was going to do it anyway. And I got credit for it. But
there you go. All right. Who's the droid who looks like a metal cookie jar?
Well, it's
R2-D2. R2-D2.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, okay. You owe him a Coke. All right. Who is the black-helmeted evil demon of the Empire?
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Okay. What role did Mark Hamill create?
Luke Skywalker. Okay.
Now, does he play that all the way through, Luke? I mean, he plays that part?
Well, in Return of the Jedi and...
He plays in all three of them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just wondered if they'd had a consistent kind of thing, like, you know, unlike Silence of the Lambs, you know, Jodie Foster, so...
Well, she was smart not to do that.
I just rented that movie.
What'd you think?
I love horror films and gore, so...
There you go. Say
the
no
scene
more.
With Ray Liotta, I just went, oh, how gruesome! I can't believe they did that on film. It's so cool!
Really, let me rewind.
I saw that and somebody had a 4-year-old in front row.
Oh,
and the opening
no
scene,
way.
They got the guy in the chair.
Shh, I haven't seen it yet.
But this kid
a 4-year-old, what was
just
the matter with these?
Freak.
Why didn't call Child Protective Services?
Well, the mother and the you know, aunts or whatever,
get
girlfriends, were all like, hey, look at it, it's freaking my son out. And this kid's like, ah! And I'm like, excuse me,
oh,
excuse
good.
Me.
What are they?
Leave.
For one thing, silence is golden.
Yeah. On top of it, a four-year-old, that's insane. Yeah. Oh, that poor child.
It was just
probably
amazing.
Probably damaged the kid.
I was going to say, that's like making your kid watch Psycho at age five or something. You know, like, what,
never
nice,
take a shower again.
Yeah, nice way to warp the kid for life.
That was sad.
What is Sir Alec Guinness's, or what was Sir Alec Guinness's role?
He was Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
That's a great name. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a summer camp. I went to camp Obi-Wan and Kenobi.
But you know the planet
up in the Catskills.
There is a city called Tatooine.
You're kidding. Where?
Yeah, it's in, I think it's in, it's either in Libya, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I was watching the History Channel.
There you go.
And they're like, and the British were trying to hold Tatooine. I'm like, wow.
Hey, there you go.
He didn't make it up.
Yeah, and...
That's excellent. What is the name of Luke's troll-like advisor in The Empire Strikes Back?
Yoda.
He's the coolest character in the whole series.
These are easy.
I love the South Park where all the kids come as Yoda for Halloween. Like every single kid is Yoda. Oh, that was so wonderful. Who played Princess Leia?
Carrie Fisher.
Leia.
Oh, Leia. Thank you. Okay. Who's the huge Wookiee co-pilot? Yes, Chewbacca.
The Wookiee. The Wookiee defends. Why would a Wookiee live on Endor?
I don't know. Got me hanging.
The Wookiee defense from South Park?
Oh.
Yes, that's it, the Wookiee defense. Beth and I have been trying to suggest that Timmy and the Lords of the Underworld play at Celebrate Spirit.
They should be the opening band.
Nobody wants to buy
I'm
into
carrying
this.
The banner. For engineering and science.
Oh, okay. I think I want to nominate them for at least an honorary degree. Timmy! Okay.
Timmy!
Okay. For what contribution to Star Wars did John Barry win an Academy Award?
The score.
Yeah. No. This is John Barry. You're
that
thinking
was John
of
Williams.
John Williams.
Animation?
Special
Editing?
No.
Special effects?
No. It's something that you
costumes?
No.
Lighting, set design?
No. If you say somebody's wearing an Oscar de la Renta, they're wearing a blank label.
Designer?
That's it. He was a film production designer, whatever that means.
Well, he threw us a curve on that one.
Yeah. And while we think about Oscar de la Renta, let's take a break.
You're listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from September 2001. Matt Mayo and the current panel of professors will return later this summer with more brand new episodes of Ask the Professor. So send your questions today to atp@udmercy.edu.
And we're back with questions from Larry McKinnon regarding Star
Jedi
Wars.
Knight.
Yes,
yeah,
and yes, Zara Beth Aljar here was talking about being a Jedi Knight.
Yeah.
One of her many roles.
Many roles.
Cool.
Many cool. Hell
Sweet.
Cool. That's right.
Hella cool.
Hella cool. Yeah. There you go.
That was funny when I introduced you. And this is the lady you thought was a Jedi Knight. And he just about...
Your poor child, though. I felt so bad.
That's okay.
Why did you do that, Dad? I'm like, it's so embarrassing.
Well, she already knew.
That's the prerogative of all parents. What are you talking about?
When I'm in an old and I'm in a wheelchair.
Yeah, you'll get your paybacks.
Your kids are great. Your kids are awesome.
God, don't please. They are.
They better be. No.
Okay. The sand people of Tatooine.
Jawas. That's Tatooine.
Oh, okay, yes. Ride woolly creatures. What are those woolly creatures called?
Banthas.
Yes,
oh,
banthas.
Very good.
Excellent. Hey, you guys are
rocking
here today.
Star Wars toys all over the house.
Oh, duh. Yeah, that's true.
Everywhere.
And our last Star Trek question from Larry McKinnon. Name R2-D2's sidekick.
C-3PO.
Wait a minute.
No, it's
C-3PO.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
His sidekick is C-3PO, Goldenrod, the gold guy.
Yeah. Hey, that's somebody he put down here.
R2-D2's sidekick?
Sidekick.
He doesn't say Chewbacca, does he?
No, he doesn't. He
is
says
it, like
it
a
but
character
he says
or?
3-CPO.
No,
no,
C-3.
He's got it wrong.
Yeah,
C-3PO.
He got it wrong!
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Well, actually, probably doesn't. It was probably just a typo. But
okay,
it's
maybe that's
C-3PO.
It doesn't matter, Alex Trebek. If you don't have it right.
And you know how Alex... I love when Alex gets really... When there's, like, contestants that are a bit slow and they don't finish the board... Alex's voice gets really icy Canadian, you know, that kind of...
He is so handsome. Am I totally a dork? Because
no.
I think Alex Trebek
not
is
at
really
all,
good
please.
Looking.
I just think he's way too picky.
But yeah, Alex gets really, like, miffed and tiffed when they cannot
like
finish
when
the
you
board.
Write your final answer, oh, you didn't finish the last letter. It's wrong.
Well, at least in Final Jeopardy,
it's
you don't have
so
to spell
awful.
It right.
That's true.
You know, they at least give him some kind of break that way. But otherwise, yeah, Alex, and, you know, in the form of a question. Yeah, right.
Have you seen that 2-Minute Drill on ESPN with Kenny Mayne?
Oh,
you would love this.
To. What is this?
It's sports trivia.
I'm there.
But he's got he gets this really good panel, you know, of sports celebrities. Alice Cooper was on last night, though.
Mm.
And then they get 2 minutes for a round of questions, and there are two rounds.
Well, I know Jeff Boats of the math department stopped by and asked me, did I want to join this football? And I said, only if it's like classic NFL of the 50s and 60s. And he looked at me and said, what? I said, I got to admit to you, you know, the pro football today kind of gets on my nerves, but, you know, when guys like Art Donovan, you know, take
me
back.
Is football.
Yeah, football. When guys played both ways, you know, offense and defense. I mean, I want to see some real grinding kind of New York Giants kind of ball going
hurting,
on.
Hurting, man.
That's it.
I want some hurting.
I want some hurting football. That's right. But none of this AstroTurf stuff. I want to see real bones cracking on real frozen solid ground, okay?
Yeah. But don't you think Joe Montana was one of the greatest quarterbacks ever?
Oh, what an arm. Absolutely. I mean, I'll give Joe his props. But, you know, 80s football after that, late 80s, no interest. That's why I love ESPN Classic Sports.
Yeah.
What a network. I mean, it's there. 1986 NCAA basketball playoffs. Yes. Okay. Frozen in time, 1953 Stanley Cup playoff games. I'm there. Okay?
Well, every time I hear the hockey questions on 2-Minute Drill, I keep saying to Drew, Kathy would know the answer to that.
Dude, you know, when guys play without helmets and without teeth, okay, those were the glory days of the NHL.
You're kind of no blood, no foul person, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
You and Bill Walton.
Absolutely. No, yeah, unless you need stitches, get back out there and play, weenie boy, okay? No whining on this court. Very unattractive.
Sound like me and my soccer team.
Yeah, absolutely. Get out there and...
Yeah, but they're adults.
Walk it off.
Yeah, why is it walk it off, really? Yeah, that bone's not sticking out too far. Get back out there. Okay. Larry McKinnon continues his questions with movie lines.
Ooh.
Okay, so we're doing all Larry McKinnon today.
Those are fun.
Okay, good luck. He says, I have some 1 to 2 word movie lines for you, and you can set your own passing score.
1 to 2 words?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I have one bonus question for each movie quote, and here they are. Poltergeist, true or false? This movie was directed by Steven Spielberg.
False.
That is, you are correct.
Oh,
that
is
it's Tobe Hooper, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
Exactly.
Great movie.
Now, where does this phrase come
full
from?
Of dead actresses now.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Here's Johnny.
Shining.
That's
Shining.
Right. Yeah. Nicholson was really freaky.
Fabulous in that movie.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was one of those, I need a nightlight films.
They redid that. I'm
still
like,
thought the
why?
Book was scary.
No, you shouldn't be redoing classics.
I saw like
no,
classics.
Some things they shouldn't redo. No. You know, they really shouldn't. Ugh. Now, who directed the film, The Shining?
Stanley Kubrick.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I think he and Stephen King did not see entirely eye to eye.
Obviously, you got that right. Oh, absolutely.
Nicole Kidman.
I can't tolerate
that. That movie was the biggest waste of time, except for that song... Baby Did a Bad, Bad Thing, which is a great tune.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the movie was a complete
somebody was
waste
like,
of space.
You need to see this. This will change your life.
Change
and I'm
your
like,
life?
So I watch it, and I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
Horror.
All
yeah,
it was
really
was Tom Cruise
eyesight.
Making love to Nicole Kidman to prove that like all those rumors about him really weren't true.
Yeah, I know. I have to admit, I was so disappointed with that film.
I was like,
right
so
before
except
he dumped
the
her
song.
After there.
Yeah, then
yeah.
he dumped her.
Yeah,
I'm like,
that
you
was
know,
about
yeah,
it.
It was a waste of my time.
Okay, here's a quote. Name the film. Feed Me.
Little Shop of Horrors.
That's right, Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're right.
And what was the name of the plant in the 86 film?
Oh, wait a minute. Well, he used to say, Feed Me. Yes. Seymour?
No.
What he used to say, but what was his name?
This is a woman's name.
Was he a Venus flytrap?
Pretty big.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
that
would
make
like
sense
that.
If it's a plant you're feeding, you know.
I don't know.
I can't. It was like Cleo or something.
Audrey.
Audrey.
Audrey the second, actually. Okay. Well, you know. Okay.
So there must have been a first.
Mm-hmm. Yo, Adrian.
Rocky.
I tried.
That was well done, actually.
Well, you know, it's. I was trying there. And what does Adrian? Where does Adrian work?
A pet shop.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, she did.
I remember that.
Uh huh. Because he.
He bought something. Yeah, he bought something there.
Was it a fish or something?
I tried to blank the movie out of my mind. I'm sorry.
I tried to blank it out.
I do remember that part.
Now, that's a film that had how many sequels to it?
Yeah, too many.
Actually, the first movie was okay.
Yeah. It was actually pretty good, the first movie.
But I thought the second one where he fought
Carl Weathers. I'm just not crazy about Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, I know. I
mean, he's great
for
action movies.
Actually, the film I liked him in the best was a film called Copland.
Yeah, I heard that was pretty good.
I really...
And one of my favorite people's in there, Janine Garofalo.
Yes. And I thought, do you want to see this? Sly Stallone. He was great. This cop in Jersey. I couldn't believe it.
You know, I've seen him interviewed, and he has this, you know, big hulking action hero.
Yeah, his reputation.
And he's actually very intelligent and really funny.
Then drop loose the yo stuff, bro.
I know. I mean, it's just, well, you know, Rambo, too.
Mm, yeah, that's true. I guess it must be hard to shake that kind of thing, then. Oh, well. Okay, Schwing.
Oh, that's
Wayne's
from
World.
Wayne's World.
Wayne's
yeah.
World. Wayne's World.
We
yes.
are not worthy.
What business wanted to sponsor Wayne's show? What was the name of the business that wanted to sponsor Wayne's World's? What is it? It's on Close Channel 11, isn't that it?
The Queen Fan Club, no doubt.
Oh, God. You healed
the Bohemian Rhapsody scene, which was worth the entire movie, I thought.
I don't know.
Yeah. Noah's Arcade.
Oh.
I wouldn't remember that.
I mean, really.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Alrighty then.
Oh.
Alrighty then.
Ace Ventura.
Yes.
Pet Detective.
Pet Detective.
Yes. Alrighty then.
Alrighty then.
That movie is side-splittingly funny
the first time you see it. It's just silly. You know, it's just totally silly.
The imitation of Scotty, when he was in the dolphin tank.
Oh,
I thought I was going to die.
Well, speaking of dolphins, here goes. This is a follow-up question for that. What is the name of the dolphin's mascot?
Snowflake.
That's right, Snowflake. Which I thought, what a bizarre name for a dolphin.
It's Miami, what are you going to do?
Although Flipper, you know, I mean, what do you want? Something like that, indeed. Okay. Phone home.
E.T.
And what candy did E.T. make popular?
M&M's.
No, not M&M's.
No. Reese's Pieces?
That's it, Reese's Pieces. Reese's I thought Pieces. It was M&M's, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but the difference is they have peanut butter, right? Reese's Pieces? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're squibby.
That's it. And now they have blue M&M's. Ew.
Yeah.
How very strange.
I wonder what they do to you.
Enter. This was a film about two old vaudevillian and early movie actors aging at this point.
The Cause of Fall?
I wish. Yeah. Oh, I love that film, honey.
Grumpy Old Men?
No.
No. Neil Simon? Does that help at all?
Odd Couple.
The Sunshine Boys.
The Sunshine
Boys. Right.
Sunshine Boys.
Actually, I was picturing George Burns in my head I was trying to think of that.
And the boys reunite to do what sketch? I don't know. Have you seen
the
film?
No, I have not seen it.
Okay, it was a doctor's sketch. Okay. Yafala? Yafala.
Oh, you're so good, but I...
This is Roosevelt referring to his dog. I hate wah. Fala hates wah.
Eleanor hates wah. Mama hates wah.
My dad used to do that with the cigarette clenched in
perfect.
His mouth.
This
is the
only
way FDR used to do it.
This was a film about gambling, sort of a con game.
The Sting?
That's right.
Oh,
that's it. And on what horse does Lonergan, the character that Robert Shaw played, who had that sort of, you weren't sure what kind of accent it was. Irish, Scotch, Lower East Side, Hell's Kitchen, all of the above. On what was the name of the horse that he bet $500,000 on? And the second name is the name of one of our panelists.
Not me.
You got
is
it.
Mad? Dan.
Not Dapper Dan.
Oh. Dancing Dan.
No, it's not alliterative. It would be considered a great attribute for the lottery. That if you won the
lottery.
That's it. Lucky Dan.
Your new name. Nee! Wilbur.
Okay. Meow.
Batman 2?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Or whatever sequel it was.
Mm-hmm. What actor played Max Schrenk?
Oh.
One of my favorites.
Awesome. I know.
I love this guy.
Why am I having no recall?
He wasn't
DeVito.
He just has the look of like a psycho killer.
I know. He's in that Fat Boy Slim video.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken.
Walken. Oh. Does he not just look demented? I mean, I saw him near a child's playground, I'd be on the phone to 911, okay? I'm really sorry.
He is really wonderful in everything he does.
One of the best movies he ever did where he's actually not scary is Brainstorm.
I have not seen that.
Oh, it's awesome.
Oh.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
Wasn't he on that boat with Natalie Wood?
Yeah.
Yes.
When she drowned.
They were supposed to be arguing over something.
From the film, you mean?
They were finishing that film.
Robert Wagner and Walken were arguing, and she couldn't handle it, and she went on the deck, and they heard a splash, and that was it.
Oh, how sad. Mm-hmm. That's too bad.
Drinking involved.
I had a brother-in-law who was so insane about Natalie Wood. I mean, he just thought, he worshipped.
Well, she was pretty amazing looking.
Yeah, she was. I mean, God, was she gorgeous altogether, yeah. But hey, Marvin! This was a film with Robert De Niro. Does that help?
It's not Taxi Driver, is it?
Not Taxi Driver. You looking at me? You talking to me? You looking at me?
Do I amuse you?
Is that general biology class? You looking at me, freshman?
Midnight Run is the film.
Oh.
Any viewers of Midnight Run?
I've heard of that film.
The follow-up question will probably be ridiculous. How many times does Jack use this trick on Marvin?
That's 22.
Or Jerry Lewis.
How about three?
Three.
Okay. Oh, please, the last telethon. Anybody watch the Labor Day?
No. My brother was one of the directors there.
Really?
Yeah, he was on like some board or something.
Poor Jerry looks bad.
Yeah,
Jerry looks kind of like a lot of cortisone or something's going on there. He looked real puffy.
Kind of bloated,
Ed McMahon looked like thoroughly scarecrowish. I mean, very thinned out. It was a really strange juxtaposition of people's faces on
Yeah,
that,
I was.
You know?
I just caught like a little bit of it. Because my mother was helping out answering phones and stuff for my brother, and it was really wild. My mother
this
calls me up and
says,
"Your brother's in Chicago." My brother's in Chicago, and
cool.
My mother's like, "Your brother's on television." She calls me up, and I'm like, "Okay, everybody, grab channel 20 on." And he wasn't on, but Jerry was on singing something, and yeah.
So how could you beat that?
Was just like, but he was obviously reading. Like a teleprompter when he was singing.
But that's
why
I thought, he looks so... I thought, oh my God, this poor man, is he on like cortisone or something?
He's really puffy.
Well, enough about cortisone, so we'll leave those questions
and
here.
And facial puffiness.
And there we go. So let me thank the panel. Professor Grabowski.
See you next time.
Professor Maggio.
Thank you.
Professor Oljar.
Hi.
And now this word...
Author and screenwriter.
State Supreme Court Justice.
Check out the resumes of some pretty big wheels.
Chairman and CEO.
Police Chief.
And you'll find they have one thing in common.
University of Detroit Mercy.
UDM.
UDM.
University of Detroit Mercy.
An alumni list as impressive and diverse as the school itself, University of Detroit Mercy continues a tradition of excellence in education. To learn more about UDM's academic and financial aid programs, call 1-800-635-5020 or visit online at www.udmercy.edu. University of Detroit Mercy.
Chief Financial Officer.
We turn out big wheels.
Graduate, UDM.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM. Or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Smith Media Center on the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Morgan LeFay. Our technical director is Michael Jason. Our executive producer is Dr. Barbara Bowles. So until next week, I'm your host, Kathy Bush. Let's go, Wings.
And I'm Michael Jason, inviting you to join us again next week for another classic edition of Ask the Professor.